Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eddie Williams. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sean Hillegas. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Mattingly. Batting fourth. The DH, Ken Phelps. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Brower. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alvaro Espinoza. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Roberto Kelly. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Andy Hawkins. And now, play ball. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gallagher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hawkins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillegas fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Mattingly is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mattingly hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Phelps hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kittle scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillegas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pagliarulo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Calderon hits a line drive into right field. Brower settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Boston. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Boston steals second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons hits a line drive towards short. Espinoza reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pagliarulo hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Quirk hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Brower is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brower hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lyon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carcoviche strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Guillen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Espinoza strikes out. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallagher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mattingly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boston hits a pop-up towards short. Espinoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sachs is 0-for-1 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mattingly is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mattingly is 0-for-1 in the game. Mattingly hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Phelps is 0-for-1 in the game. Phelps hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Espinoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Mattingly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkovice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mattingly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Pagliarulo reaches second base with a double. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Brower is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pagliarulo moves to third. Bob Brower is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brower is 0 for 1 in the game. Brower hits a line drive into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Espinoza strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Guillen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Gallagher moves to second. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baines is walked intentionally. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Gallagher trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Baines moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Boston. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sachs is 0 for 2 in the game. Sachs takes first base on ball 4. Don Mattingly batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mattingly is 0 for 2 in the game. Mattingly hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phelps is 0 for 2 in the game. Phelps takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to third. Sachs moves to second. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pagliarulo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pagliarulo hits a pop-up towards short. Gillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brouwer. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams is walked intentionally. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Karkoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Gillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gillen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gillen hits a line drive into right field. Brouwer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive towards short. Gillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Brouwer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brouwer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brouwer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 0-for-2 in the game. Espinoza hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brouwer moves to third. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Boston. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Brouwer scores. Espinoza goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Yankees. Barry Jones now pitching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sachs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sachs takes first base on ball 4. Ken Patterson now pitching. Don Mattingly batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mattingly is 0-for-3 in the game. Mattingly takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to third. Sachs moves to second. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phelps is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Phelps strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mattingly scoops it up and throws to first, with Hawkins covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Gettermann now pitching. Carlos Martinez pinch hits for Darryl Boston. Jeff Schaefer pinch runs for Ron Kittle. Carlos Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Martinez hits a line drive into right field. Brouwer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jeff Schaefer now playing second base. Carlos Martinez now playing first base. Steve Lyons now playing left field. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brookins strikes out. One out. Don Slott pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Slott strikes out. Two outs. Bob Brouwer is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Brouwer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brouwer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Slott now catching. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Calderon is 0-for-3 in the game. Calderon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Calderon moves to second. One out. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on 4. Dave Righetti now pitching. Fred Manrique pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Righetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Calderon moves to third. Williams moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a line drive towards second. Sachs catches it and steps on second to double up Williams. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.